How do you handle the problem of congenitally missing teeth in your orthodontic patients? In the past, I think that most orthodontists considered extraction of additional teeth in order to close all spaces and avoid significant restoration of adjacent teeth. But today, with the advent of dental implants, the pendulum has swung, and many clinicians are leaving edentulous spaces in these patients so that implants can be used to replace congenitally missing teeth. But there's another alternative. If certain strategic teeth are congenitally missing, and that patient requires permanent tooth extraction, autotransplantation of a tooth from one part of the mouth to the other is possible. But do you ever consider this alternative? Because this combination of crowding in one arch and congenitally missing teeth in the other arch is rare, I believe that many clinicians, at least in the United States, just don't think of this possibility. But in other parts of the world, these situations could be more common. I found an article in the January 2008 issue of The Angle Orthodontist that documents the outcome of autotransplantation of 28 premolar donor teeth in 24 orthodontic patients in Japan. We know that the Japanese often have significant crowding of the dentition warranting extraction. But if there were a congenitally missing tooth in the opposite arch, this could be a wonderful situation for autotransplantation. Basically, that's what was done in this sample of patients. Then the authors followed these patients to determine the success or outcome. The title of their article is Autotransplantation of 28 Premolar Donor Teeth in 24 Orthodontic Patients. This article was co-authored by Tadasu Tanaka and several other research colleagues from Matsumoto University in Nagano, Japan. Basically, the purpose of their research project was to monitor the success rates of 28 consecutively placed premolar teeth in these 24 orthodontic patients. Let me describe what they did. All 24 orthodontic patients had complete orthodontic therapy. In these patients, 28 of their premolars were harvested and transplanted to another site in the mouth of each of these patients. In some of the sites, a primary tooth was extracted, but in other areas, a recipient site was created for the premolar to be transplanted. The average age of the patients was about 12 years, and the sample was divided nearly equally between females and males. These premolar transplants were placed in the primary canine position, primary second molar position, maxillary central or lateral incisor area, or into sites where other premolars were missing. In order to observe and document changes, the authors took periapical radiographs prior to treatment, at the time of the operation, 2 years postoperatively, and then 4 years after the surgery. In addition, the authors evaluated the gingival condition and tooth mobility, as well as the need for any root canal therapy. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. It was a retrospective analysis to determine the outcome of autotransplantation in these patients. What happened? First of all, two patients were eliminated from the sample during treatment because of systemic problems. One patient had a history of histocytosis, and another patient developed osteomyelitis of the maxilla. What happened to the remainder of the sample? The success rate for the premolar transplants in these orthodontic patients was 100%. In other words, no failures. What happened to the growth of the length of the roots of these transplanted teeth? Some roots continued to grow, while others showed no root growth. What about pulp survival? In this study, the pulp survival rate was 60%. So 40% of the premolars required root canal therapy. So what's the bottom line? If you measure success by a tooth remaining in that site without ankylosis and a functioning root, The success rate of autotransplantation in this study was 100%. However, if you think about it, there are other issues involved. When these autotransplants are placed in the maxilla, especially in the front of the mouth, then success must also be evaluated in terms of aesthetics. This was not done in this study. I commend the authors for this excellent follow-up of autotransplantation, but perhaps they should, in a future study, create some sort of analysis of the aesthetics around the implants placed in the maxillary anterior region to determine if this is truly a good choice of treatment for these patients. In the meantime, if you'd like to review this clinical evaluation of the success rate of autotransplantation of premolars, you can find it in the January 2008 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.